It seems they cannot leave their dream. There's something moving in the sidewalk steam. And the
welcome to Spotlight on the Community, which focuses on nonprofits in the community, and also topics of concern to Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's best rock. I'm your host, Cynthia Fox. I'm usually on KLOS Monday through Friday, right after Heidi and Frank. We want to thank our producer, Eileen, and our engineer, Dave, for today's show. And we heard a little bit of Genesis in The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, kind of a way for us to introduce to you, I guess what we would call a tight-knit community, who are here to spin a few yarns about their wild and woolly adventures. I know you're sick of them already, but we're here visiting with some wonderful, wonderful people who are artists and also activists. And first off, you've got to meet Sasha Ali. She's the exhibitions manager with the Craft and Folk Art Museum, and that's right there on Wilshire, and it's been a fantastic resource in Los Angeles for a long, long time. Sasha, thank you so much for coming to KLOS.
Thank you very much for having me.
A lot of crafty things going on over there. And let me also introduce to you a couple of wonderful artists, very creative people, and like I talked about, wild and woolly adventures and all kinds of interesting things being created by this wonderful yarn collective. Now, there's kind of a new form of graffiti that is turning up around the city of Los Angeles and internationally, and it's actually a nice, warm, cozy, kind of colorful, fun, whimsical art projects that turn up spontaneously. And the term that is used is yarn bombing. It's also called yarn storming in Europe. So we're very happy to welcome Darlin Susan Yee. She's one of the crew members and one of the artists and knitters, I guess, involved, right, Darlin? Welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
Good to meet you. And also Carol Zoe. She's another art activist with an organization called Yarn Bombing Los Angeles. And again, let me reassure you, this is completely, you know, safe in a very creative way of things turning up in the city, right? Right, Carol? You've probably done some really interesting, spontaneous things.
Absolutely. So the word bomb just refers to the fact that these actions are spontaneous and that they happen organically.
And completely harmless is what it is.
Absolutely.
Right?
No one's ever been hurt by a ball of yarn. So what we do is we take to the streets with our knitting and our crochet needles, and we create coverings for fire hydrants, lampposts, mailboxes, what have you. And for us, this is our way to express ourselves and to make a statement in public.
You know, I've seen a lot of the pictures online, and I just think it's so creative, and it's so whimsical, but it also makes the city a lot warmer and more fun as you drive around Los Angeles and you see some of these things. You do a double take and wonder, what is going on? And what's going on is some really creative people. Now, do you have men and women involved in this organization
so far?
People who love to knit, people who like to do something a little bit out of the ordinary, right, Darlin?
Oh, yes. And we find that it's bringing art to the streets, art to the people, and involving people in the art-making process. We find that by collaborating with people actually outside of our group, we get an infusion of ideas and, wow, I could be doing this in my community. I could do that in my community. So we're also exposing people to time-tested traditions of crochet and knitting, and maintaining some of those family links, because everyone I've talked to has said, well, gee, my grandmother or my aunt or my uncle used to attend every family gathering with a ball of yarn and a crochet hook.
Right, right. So it's interesting in this day and age where we have so many more high-tech things, at the very same time, people are also discovering the wonderful, tangible feel of something that's handmade, handcrafts.
Yes.
I mean, Etsy is just going nuts. And the reason all of you are here together is there's actually a massive project afoot in which the Craft and Folk Art Museum will be entirely covered in granny squares, what by sometime in May? Is that right, Sasha?
That's correct. The granny squared project is it's not necessarily going to be unveiled because we're going to see it in progress, but on the evening of Saturday, May 25th, is going to be kind of the culmination of putting these granny squares on the facade of the entire museum. And we're going to be celebrating that between 7 and 9 o'clock p.m. on that day.
Is everyone invited to kind of take it in and enjoy?
It is a public opening reception for non-members of the museum. It is a $12 entry fee, but it is available and open for the mm-hmm. public. Of course, the Granny Squared project will be visible to anybody who is passing by the museum. So anybody can enjoy that at any time.
You're going to get a lot of coverage then. I'm sure you'll be all over the news because people will say, oh my gosh.
People are very interested, very excited.
The entire museum is going to be covered with these knit squares. Is that right?
It's going to be the facade. It's going to be the street side facing portion of the museum.
I love it. I love just something like this, which is so spontaneous and fun and colorful, and it's going to add so much to the character of Los Angeles and keeping Los Angeles at the forefront of some really interesting art projects, because this kind of thing you guys talked about in Europe, it's called yarn storming, right?
Yes.
And it's quite the thing in Europe too, right? I mean, we see photos online of things being covered in these in these things that are knit, right?
Well, what's really interesting is that I think the U.S. is actually the origin of this yarn storming movement, because recently we talked to someone from Ukraine who contacted us because it was the first time that they had held a public yarn storming event in Ukraine, and he really wanted to educate the public Aww. On what yarn storming was. So, of course, he turned to us because we've been doing this for over 2 years now, and we have quite a few projects under our belts beautifying Los Angeles.
Beautifying is a very good word, because what you do is sometimes some of the areas of Los Angeles are a little sterile and industrial looking, but you're bringing that warmth, and you're bringing color, and you're bringing some fun to certain areas. So I think people feel like, okay, this is really good. There are some wonderful, creative, fun people in the city. Would you mind mentioning some of the things? I know these are very ephemeral type projects that don't last a long time, but Darlene, did you want to mention what has been done so far in the city of LA?
Sure. One of the projects that I worked on was the Empathy Banner Project. We mounted a banner about 12 feet by 12 feet in Little Tokyo to express our empathy toward the survivors of the earthquake and tsunami
wow.
in Japan.
Oh, wow.
And we did that project very, very much on the rogue and as a graffiti project, graffiti installation. But we did find that we needed permission so that we would not be cited for trespassing. So we jumped through a few hoops on that project because we wanted to be sensitive to the area that we were yarn bombing. We also parked our cars in front of MoCA's Art in the Streets exhibition. And Have Yarn Will Travel is the listing on our website for that project. And our cars were yarn bombed, covered.
And when you say that, it means it's covered, they're covered with kind of a blanket that fits the car? I mean, it's a handmade project, right?
A cozy that fits it to a T.
But people have gotten really creative.
Yes.
So, for example, with the car coverings, there was this car that was made to look like a fish or a shark. So the side mirrors were converted into fins, and it had a fin sticking out the top.
Yes.
And then there was this other woman in our group, Beth Elliott, who does work with recycled materials. So she made a big cloud over her car out of styrofoam packaging, and she would play the music of thunderstorms and rain clouds in her car while people looked.
See, I think you're really liberating people's creativity, because once they get, you know, thinking this way and think, wow, this could really be hilarious. You're doing some great stuff. And I know we have to take a brief break in a moment, but I understand Toyota did hire some people to knit some covers for their Priuses for certain ads. Is that right?
I've heard of a lot of corporate-sponsored projects, and we're open to that sort of collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's something that we could take on once we're done with this major undertaking.
That's
and
right.
The second phase of the project that comes later.
Wow. Well, here's what I like. I like the fact that it's colorful, you're capturing people's imagination, you're sparking a lot of creativity, and also you're getting people enthusiastic about handcrafts. I know there's been kind of a resurgence in interest in knitting, and this is, again, open to men and women, but to see that you can make something that's very visual and it will stand out in the city, I think is really mm-hmm. great. So what we'll do is we'll take a brief break and we'll visit some more with Sasha Ali. She's the exhibitions manager at the Craft and Folk Art Museum, CAFAM.org, there at 5814 Wilshire Boulevard. And we're also visiting with a couple of great and really fun art activists, Darlin Susan Yee, Carol Zoe. They are with Yarn Bombing Los Angeles. Again, another term for the yarn storming. This is a completely harmless but really, really colorful kind of art project. And so we'll play something from McCartney's Ram, right? So we all try to figure it. This is where we get yarn from to begin with, right? Is somewhere on the farm. So McCartney and Ram on. We'll be back with more on Spotlight of the Community on 95.5 KMOS. Again, we are so glad you're back with us for Spotlight on the Community here on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's best rock. I'm Cynthia Fox. Actually, a little bit of bumper music from The Knitters. How appropriate, right? Try Anymore. The Knitters, the side band of X, Dave Alvin, DJ Bonebreak, X-Scene, and also Dave Alvin of the Blasters doing some fun stuff. Since we're talking about the wonderful handcrafts and yarn storming projects that are happening all over Los Angeles and all over the country. We've got Sasha Ali. She's the exhibitions manager for the Craft and Folk Art Museum, a wonderful resource. It's 5814 Wilshire Boulevard, CAFAM.org. And we're visiting also with a couple of great art activists and great knitters. Darlin Susan Yee, she's a crew member, and Carol Zoe. And one of the things that you mentioned, in fact, that's what caught my eye one day driving down Wilshire, was seeing those big letters that said, keep calm and carry yarn. And I said, what is going on? This is hilarious. So you want to talk about that, the Urban Letters project that has been, you know, right in the front of the Craft and Folk Art Museum?
So what we try to do at Yarn Bombing Los Angeles is we try to expand the definition of yarn bombing or yarn storming to be more than just covering things blanket with yarn. So we started this project titled Urban Letters, and we set up a website in which people could submit what they wanted to say to a certain location in Los Angeles, and then we would go out and then put up these big knit letters that reflected what they wanted to say in that specific location. So we partnered with the Craft and Folk Art Museum from January to May of this year to put up phrases that were conceived at our public outreach workshops at the Craft and Folk Art Museum. So keep calm and carry yarn is actually a phrase that was on someone's tote bag, and we just thought that was the best encapsulation of what we did, so we had to put it up.
I love it. And of course, you know, this resurgence of interest in knitting is people love it because it's kind of a meditative activity too. And it's something they can make, and it's very satisfying to have something at the end of the day that doesn't have to do with maybe a computer screen or something, right? It's nice to have something that's warm at the end of the day. Now, Sasha, the Craft and Folk Art Museum has been there a long time, and you've got all kinds of things going on. I know coming up very soon will be the closing of your current exhibit called Social Fabric. Now, this is these are fabric projects that actually are connected with social issues of the day, right?
Yes. So Social Fabric is an exhibition that we opened in January, and it's going to be closing on May 5th. It's basically seven artists. They're all American artists who are working with fabric-based art. They're all creating some sort of artworks that incorporates fabric or fiber, and they are commenting on different social issues such as mass production, mass consumption, wartime, different issues related to labor and politics.
And I like the fact that you have a lot of workshops going on too, because we should mention some of these things, because it's a way of encouraging people, but that by making their own clothing, either out of recycled materials or whatever, it's a way of, I don't know, kind of being more creative, creating their own life, maybe not shopping as much, but actually creating and finding ways to, you know, save resources.
Absolutely. Right? And it's, you know, one of the artists in the show, her name is Carol Frances Lung, but she goes by her alter ego is Frau Fiber, and she does these workshops called the Sewing Rebellion. And it really makes you think about, like, why would sewing be a rebellion in this day and age?
Right,
and it's because we are so far removed from where and how our clothing is made, that it really is a somewhat subversive act when you're taking that into your own hands.
And isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
right?
And you're the person directing what you're going to be wearing and how it's going to be made.
Do you find that you're getting some enthusiastic support from people? Because like I said, over the last few years, Etsy has just become this amazing resource for all kinds of handcrafts. And I would assume people are connecting with the Craft and Folk Art Museum.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is a lot more of an interest in the do-it-yourself aesthetic, especially as the economy has kind of tumbled downwards in recent years.
People have to become very resourceful.
You have to become resourceful. You have to become flexible and creative, and I think a lot of people have harnessed that, and there definitely is an interest in learning how to make your own things and empowering yourself to become a maker.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Instead of just like a passive consumer,
exactly.
You're actually activating people, and they're finding that they are creative within themselves, and they do have the resources within themselves.
And that is what we aim to do with our exhibitions, as well as with the supplemental programming that we do. Is we try to get the public to first off engage with the artists, with exhibiting artists as well as local artists, and we also want to get them to critically engage with the process of making and with art, and to know that they have the means to be able to do that themselves, that art is not something out of reach, and that it's not something that just is put on a pedestal and exhibited at a museum. It's something that they can participate in as well.
I think that's really very, very healthy. So the Craft and Folk Art Museum, I love this. Free admission on the first Wednesday of every month, and it's at 5814 Wilshire Boulevard. That's LA 90036. A couple other things that are actually happening today that you wanted to mention, like later on today, you're going to have a workshop, and you're going to have a great film screening, too. The workshop is at 11 a.m. with Allison Smith.
Yes. So at 11 a.m., Allison Smith, who's one of the exhibiting artists in the exhibition Social Fabric, she's going to be teaching a gas mask sewing workshop, which relates very much to the work that she has in the exhibition, which is a series of masks that she recreated as a means of engaging with historical moments related to wartime specifically. Mm-hmm. So this gas mask sewing workshop is actually, it's a way to teach people how to sew, but it is also a way for them to engage in a dialogue about the contemporary war experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And then the film screening also sounds great because it deals with the experiences of veterans coming back from war. It's free admission for veterans and active duty military personnel, and it is called Duty, Honor, Country, Betrayal, produced and directed by Bill Dumas, and it's about the struggle of veterans to get the health care they need. Is that what's addressed?
The film focuses mostly on a land dispute, actually, relating to the Veterans Affairs Building in Westwood or West LA. A lot of people have probably seen this campus or driven by it. It's a very large. It's where the Veterans Administration, where the hospital is located as well. But historically, that land was supposed to be used to house veterans, and it is not being used for that purpose. And a lot of that property actually is dormant. And the film really covers the struggles of the veterans to access a place that was reserved for them, and also revolves around the ACLU lawsuit that actually is trying to bring attention to that issue as well.
Wow.
To veterans' rights to that land.
We've had Bobby Shriver on our Spotlight show talking about this very issue, about how difficult it's been, how many years, I think he put 7 years or something into lobbying the VA to please open those empty buildings because we have so many homeless veterans and
right.
a lot of people who need a lot of treatment for PTSD, et cetera. So this is great. So I love the fact that the Craft and Folk Art Museum, you're engaged with the issues of the day. It goes beyond just, here, come and do an art workshop. Let's talk about an art workshop that can, make an impact, whether it's a screening or a current exhibit. And I love that because once you get people active, I think they can, make a lot of positive changes happen in the world that way.
Very much so. I think art is an excellent vehicle to engage in a dialogue about contemporary issues and socially relevant issues, and to understand them more and to get closer to them and to possibly even resolve them.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Craft and Folk Art Museum. Again, you can find out more at CAFAM.org. You will also have an Etsy Meet and Make Craft Night that is coming up Thursday, May 2nd. And then, of course, the big event, which we have to talk about in our next segment, is the Knit Graffiti Collective event, which is happening on Saturday, May 18th, too. But this is great. I'm really enjoying meeting you and seeing that, again, creativity is alive and afoot in Los Angeles, and you have wonderful places where you can find like-minded souls who are doing great work to get people creative and active in their community. So wonderful. We'll take a brief break, and we'll come back with more. We're visiting with Sasha Ali, the exhibitions manager of the Craft and Folk Art Museum, CAFAM.org. And we're also visiting with a couple of wonderful knitters and crew members and artists and activists, Darlin Susan Yee and Carol Zoe. And so let's play something else from the knitters, shall we? And Dry River here on 95.5 KLOS. Back with more coming right up.
I was born by the river. It was paved with cement. I was born by the river. It was paved with cement. Still I stand in that dry river, dream that I was soaking wet. Someday it's gonna rain. I was walking down the street the other day. Smell your feet a mile away. Smile away, smile away, smile away.
again, we are so glad you are back with us for Spotlight on the Community here on 95.5 KLOS. I'm Cynthia Fox, McCartney from RAM, and Smile Away. We're visiting with Sasha Ali, who is the exhibitions manager at the Craft and Folk Art Museum, CAFAM.org. And we're also visiting with a couple of knitters and artists, activists who are fantastic, Darlin Susan Yee and Carol Zoe. They're part of an organization that is called Yarn Bombing Los Angeles. This is completely harmless. It is a creative outlet for a lot of people who knit, who want to do something that helps bring some beauty, as you mentioned, to the community. And you guys are involved with covering the facade, the front of the Craft and Folk Art Museum in Granny Squares by, what's the date? It's supposed to be done by what, May?
The official opening date is Saturday, May 25th.
So people should come by and really see. This is going to be quite the photo op. And Carol, you wanted to mention what happens once this is finished, once the Granny Squares go up, and how long will they stay up on the front of the building?
Absolutely. So the Granny Squares will stay up on the building until July 1st.
Wow.
Yeah, so 6 weeks is pretty good for a temporary installation. And what happened when we put out the call for squares was we are covering the museum with 8,000 squares.
Wow.
But we received 14,000 squares from all corners of the globe, from over 300 knitters and crocheters who participated.
From around the world, not just Los Angeles?
We have squares from Argentina, New Zealand, Spain. We even have squares from Iran. And pass through people's suitcases and friends of friends to get here to us.
How big are these granny squares?
So they're 5-inch by 5-inch.
Okay.
So it's really easy for people to make maybe two to 10 in a night and just put it in a mailing envelope and send it to us.
People just, they read about it online and said, this is so cool, I want to participate?
I think they were really allured by the fact that it would be on the front of a museum, because most of the people who we engage are people who don't see themselves as artists. They see themselves as crafters, and they usually don't have the opportunity to be in a major museum show. So for them, this is really exciting, and we credit all of the people who send in squares to us.
Isn't this nice? Isn't this great that you've started something and you're getting an international response? Don't you feel like, wow, it's kind of, don't you get goosebumps thinking that, wow, you're really bringing together, you're knitting together a community.
Yeah.
but of around the world.
Yes.
How fun is that, darling? Gosh.
And we also received submissions from the Braille Institute.
Wow, really?
And from a very remote village in Turkey.
How can that be?
Where the neurosurgeon was using the project as a teaching tool to help them regain motor skills, fine motor skills.
Wow,
after
I had
surgery.
No idea.
So there are a lot of stories that we're learning about all of these squares, and we wanted to continue these stories.
Yeah.
So we have started talks to continue the project later to develop blankets for the homeless that will be distributed through various Skid Row organizations. And we're also, maybe Carol can speak better to that one.
So yes, darling, we will be taking these granny squares after the installation, all 14,000 of them, and creating blankets to be distributed in Skid Row. And we are partnering with an organization which we're really excited about. They're called the Downtown Women's Center, and what they do is provide transitional housing for homeless women.
Oh.
So we want to donate the blankets to them. And additionally, they have a skills building program. So what they do is they train women to sew and make trinkets, and then they'd sell these trinkets in a very upscale resale store that has a lot of outlets in, say, Bloomingdale's or the Skirball Cultural Center.
Okay.
So we want to help teach the women sewing and knitting and crocheting skills, and also develop a product that they can sell in the boutique.
Wow. Gosh, everything you're doing sounds so healthy. You're building community, you're encouraging creativity, and you're getting a response from around the world. Did you expect a response from around the world, or are your minds blown like mine are? Mine is right now.
No expectation of that at all.
It's exciting. You get these packages
really
from around the world, and you think, how can this be? How lovely. When these granny squares go up, is there going to be some kind of document saying, you know, or some kind of written document saying this is where all these different squares came from?
We actually are planning a didactic and some support materials to be displayed in the window. Craft and Folk Art Museum has been so sweet to let us have the windows in addition to the front of the building.
That is great. Yeah. Now, Carol, you also wanted to put the word out that in all the work that you do need some volunteers providing some pro bono kind of skills.
Absolutely. So we always welcome knitters and crocheters to join on with us and work with us on our projects. But in addition, there's a lot that happens behind the scenes. For example, we have to print materials. We're looking to self-publish a catalog on the project, and we have to write articles for that catalog. We need to work with architects and contractors in order to produce these large-scale public art projects. Mm-hmm. So anyone who has those specific skill sets, we would love your assistance, and you can contact us through our website, yarnbombinglosangeles.com.
yarnbombinglosangeles.com. And again, folks, yarn, do not be alarmed by the term bombing. This is completely harmless. It's like yarn storming. It's a way of terming something that's kind of spontaneous and kind of fun and kind of ephemeral, but very positive and very much a way of bringing some wonderful beauty and warmth to the city, and also just, like I said, you're allowing people's creativity to really blossom. It's a really nice outlet, isn't it? So you must get people even more excited about knitting, crocheting, and maybe something that they'd put aside for a while. Now they're saying, wow, there's some real interesting creative people doing this, right?
Yes.
So it kind of gets them more involved.
Well, it's really fun. I attended one of the stitching parties, and I realized that a bunch of kids don't know how to sew two pieces of fabric together.
Of course not.
And you
all those homemaking workshops went out that we used to have in school. They're gone.
Yes. And you don't realize how much you know about a subject until you try and teach someone else who knows absolutely nothing.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun getting to work with people at different skill levels and really sharing knowledge. Oh, I know how to do that in crochet, but I don't know how to do that in knitting. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, let me show you. And so a lot of our gatherings at the Craft and Folk Art Museum are that kind of sharing of skill and sharing of just the love for the fabric that we make.
And Sasha, people can walk in even if they are completely clueless and feel klutzy about learning something new like this, and you'll make them feel very much at home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
People are intrigued and say, I want to learn to do this, but I never learned this along the way. Can people really come to these workshops?
Yeah, these meetings are open to everyone. I should probably attend one of them.
What is happening, though, on Saturday, May 18th, the Knit Graffiti Collective, you're doing an Urban Letters workshop from 2 to 3:30, 3:30 to 5, the Granny Squared workshop. Now, what is going on in these workshops, then?
So the 2 to 3:30 Urban Letters workshop is the workshop in which we show people how to construct these large foam letters that are covered with recycled sweaters. Wow. And then we'll come up with a phrase to spell out on the Craft and Folk Art Museum fence as part of our ongoing Urban Letters project, Keep Calm and Carry Yarn.
And then the Granny Squared workshop.
So by that time, the Granny Squares will actually be on the front of the building. So what we're going to do in this workshop is, first of all, say thank you and congratulations to everyone who helped us with the project, and also start sewing together blankets to distribute on Skid Row for the second part of the project.
Great idea. So May 18th, people can come from 3:30 to 5, the Granny Squared workshop, actually see how many squares you have and help out with these blankets and everything. That's a great idea.
Yes.
So nothing will go to waste. all the granny squares will somehow, you know, be on the front of the building and also used for a good thing, right, Carol?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Yay. We'll take a brief break and we'll be back with more. We're really learning a lot, and I love this too. Sasha Ali, the exhibitions manager at the Craft and Folk Art Museum, 5814 Wilshire Boulevard, CAFAM.org, and a couple of knitters who are coming up with some great projects, Darlin Susan Yee and Carol Zoe, and they're with yarnbombinglosangeles.com. You can find out more. Contact them if you have some skills you want to donate. And we'll play some more McCartney from Ram and Heart of the Country. Back with more on KLOS.
Want a horse, I want a sheep, I want to give me a good night's sleep. Living in a home in the heart of the country. I'm going to move, I'm going to go, I'm going to tell everyone I know. Living in a home in the heart of the country.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Once again, we are so glad you are back with us for Spotlight on the Community here on 95.5 KLOS. Come on, I had to play a little Woolly Bully right there because it's so appropriate for today. We're talking with Sasha Ali, the exhibitions manager of the Craft and Folk Art Museum, CAFAM.org, 5814 Wilshire Boulevard. They have all kinds of wonderful workshops and things going on. And very, very soon, they are going to be covered in how many thousands of granny knit squares are going to cover the building in May, Sasha? How many did you guys say? It was 8,000?
I think it was 8,000, right?
8,000. Yeah. So we're hearing about the wild and woolly adventures of this tight-knit community that is known as people who knit, but also known as yarn bombing, yard bombing Los Angeles, not yard bombing, but yarn bombing. And it's a very positive, it's a harmless art project. And you've probably seen some of these colorful things spring up around the city. And you've just, like I said, you've really sparked a lot of imagination around the globe. And we're also visiting with a couple of knitters, Carol Zoe, Darlin Susan Yee, who just told me, keep checking their website because you guys will have some kind of very cool partner to announce soon on some of these wonderful adventures, right?
Yes. We're in talks right now, and I can't say anything quite yet, but it is quite exciting.
It's an exciting time. Well, very cool. Well, congratulations to the two of you. And again, it's such a nice thing to see something that's colorful and positive, artistic, getting people involved in reviving an interest in handcrafts. And also, Sasha, you wanted to mention a couple of upcoming exhibits that will be opening soon, right?
Yes. So the same night that we are opening the yarn bombing project, Granny Squared, on the facade of the museum, we're also opening two new exhibitions at the museum. One is called Sonia Clark Material Reflex. It is a solo exhibition, the first solo exhibition in L.A. of artist Sonia Clark, who's an African-American artist based in Virginia. Mm-hmm. She works with the actual hair of African-American women, including herself and people mm-hmm. that she knows, as well as using hair braiding techniques to use these things as fiber to create different symbolic objects and weavings that comment on different things relating to race, relating to gender, relating to ideas of beauty. And we're also going to be opening up another exhibition at the same time called This Is Not a Silent Movie mm-hmm. for Contemporary Alaska Native Artists, in which we're going to be featuring four contemporary Alaska Native artists who are rooted in their traditional craft practices, but are using them in very contemporary ways, incorporating them into multimedia installations and such, and really challenging and defying what you know, narrow definitions of native art tend to be.
Mm, love it. I love all of this because people can learn so much. And also when you go to the Craft and Folk Art Museum, you can go right to that gift shop and find some really creative gifts, right?
Yes.
That's what I found in this city. If you really want to find the most creative gifts, you go to the great museum gift stores. And that's where you can, and by shopping there, you're supporting the mission, which is what you do. It's education, it's outreach, it's building community, and it's supporting other artists in
yes,
the city.
Absolutely. Our shop is it is an award-winning shop. We mm-hmm. we have received several awards for being the best museum shop in LA. Mm-hmm. It is kind of like a treasure hunt when you go in there. You find a lot of really beautiful, incredible, unique items that are made by both local and global artisans, and everything is fair trade. Mm. So all artists that work with us and have items available are earning a living wage.
Wow. So you are also supporting a global community by
yes.
coming in. Oh, very good. And speaking of global community, once again, I am so impressed and congratulations on the fact that the Granny Squares you have just received, you didn't solicit this, right, darling?
We
people
actually
just, oh, go ahead.
Did put out a call for 5x5-inch Granny Squares.
To the whole world?
We put it on our website. We put it out through Facebook, and we distributed a press release, and we thought nothing much of it. And then they started coming in, and every time we'd open a package, it was like Christmas. Or anything, you know. It was just so much fun to start assimilating the squares, and we started assembling them as soon as we got them in. It was just really exciting.
And Carol, were you impressed by the, the creativity from around the world, the resourcefulness, the fact that people, you know, from further reaches of the globe somehow found out about this and said, I've got to contribute to this project in Los Angeles.
So what is really fascinating to me is the diversity in the squares that we receive.
Yes.
Certain regions have a certain pattern that they tend to send in. So, for example, we have gotten several packages from Turkey with this special stitch that all six of our crew members in Yarn Bombing Los Angeles, we have no idea how to replicate. Even though we're all seasoned, experienced crocheters, we want to research this stitch that apparently seems to be unique to Turkey.
Wow. I love this. And can you correspond and find out more then? You will be able to establish kind of these
yes.
international bonds, as
yes,
it were?
Yes, when the dust settles.
kind of overwhelming at the moment.
Yes.
But I think that's really exciting. And again, people should go online and find out more about all these groups that are around the globe, as it were. You know, Seattle has a yarn core collective called, and they call themselves Hardcore Chicks with Sharp Sticks. I think this is all very hilarious. And you've got, you know, knitting and stitching shows around the globe, and it's a big thing in, I understand, in England too. It's still big, right?
Oh, yes.
In other words, this is not a craze that's just like, oh, you know, 6 months, it's over. It still seems to be going strong, right?
This craze technically started in 2007, and it's been 6 years. And I would say there are still people who come up to me on the street and say, hey, I didn't know what yarn bombing was before today. So I think people are still discovering this craft and really attracted to it.
Yeah. Now, did you want to mention any of the things that you've done in the past in Los Angeles?
Sure. One of the projects that we've been working on an ongoing basis is the Forest for the Trees, and it was on exhibit in the window at the Craft and Folk Art Museum for a while. It's a traveling exhibit that originated at Avenue 50 Studio, and we basically put out a call for forest animals, trees, and we've got squirrels, birds, trees, let's see what else, mushrooms, little bunny rabbits, anything and anyone you would find in a forest. And it was designed really to call attention to the forest as an endangered item, something that we like to see, but we don't see enough of it anymore.
Right, right.
And so that is an ongoing project that we are displaying in gallery settings here and there throughout the city. You can keep track of that on our website. And then Wish I Were Here is another project that we have done. We created pillows and with the inscription, Wish I Were Here. And a pillow conveys home and comfort. And to see it out in a sterile environment is kind of a disconnect. So when was our first display of that?
I think that was February last year, right? At the College Art Association conference.
Wow.
And that too has since traveled into different locations.
Well, I'm impressed. And again, so if people are driving around Los Angeles and suddenly come upon what looks like a blanket around a telephone pole or a newsstand or something like that, they'll know.
It might be us.
They'll know what's going on. And they'll say, this is great. This is wonderful. This is art that's removed, and again, not to you know, diss any museums or anything, but it's kind of refreshing when something is outside a museum wall and people just encounter it in their day to day. Then you realize, art is not just something we go and we visit in a museum. Art is something that is part of our day, and we can make it part of our environment and share it with a lot of people that way, right, Sasha? Am I getting this?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Getting the drift, as it were?
you are. In fact, at the Craft and Folk Art Museum, we have another program called Folk Art Everywhere, in which we do have a lot of different partner sites around the city that that house a work of art by some local artists. So we do try to engage the larger community with the local artists that are working within that community by having them encounter the art in unexpected places.
I think it's great that way. I really do. I think it really it imbues people with a lot of creativity, sparks their imagination, makes them think, wow, that's so fun. You know, I've got to do this, or that's so out there. I love it. So I want to thank you. We do have to wrap up. So I've really enjoyed visiting with you. We got Sasha Ali here, the exhibitions manager from the Craft and Folk Art Museum. Check out their calendar. They have a lot going on. CAFAM.org, a great resource, 5814 Wilshire Boulevard. And we've also been visiting with a couple of wonderful knitters, very creative women who are knitting together not only a community here, but a global community, which I love. Darlin Susan Yee, Carol Zoe, they're with Yarn Bombing Los Angeles. You can find out more at their website. Maybe you might be able to contribute your skills to help them out too. And watch for the granny squares that they have created with the help of knitters from around the world. That's going to be covering the front of the Craft and Folk Art Museum in May and staying up till July sometime?
Yes,
so
July 1st.
So go see this. Oh my goodness, that is going to be a scene. So thanks again. You've been listening to Spotlight on the Community on 95.5 KLMS, Southern California's Best Rock. I'm Cynthia Fox, inviting you to join us next time. And once again, we'll shine that spotlight on the community. And we'll close with a little Pink Floyd and Sheep for your wild and woolly adventures. See you next week.